You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is Faith That Honors God by Pastor Chandler Bailey.
If you want breakthrough, you got to be willing to look humiliated because you're looking for an out all the time. You're looking for a way that God can do something in your life. Anyway, someone scream, "My faith honors God." So faith will find. Faith will find. There was a youth Sunday that I was preaching a sermon, and God challenged me, "How about you act like you preached that sermon and live like you preached that sermon right after?" I was like, "What do you mean?" Because I was encouraging everyone in the church about their faith, and I saw this big sign. Someone say, "Faith that finds." I saw this big sign, and it said, "Open house." We were riding all the way back to our home in our neighborhood. And I saw this big sign that says open house. I'm like, we're not even thinking about buying a house. Adrian and I ain't thinking about doing anything like that. But I heard the Holy Spirit say, "Go look." So we pull into the area. It was all, it's a mixture of my wife and I's both backgrounds because she's a country girl. So it's a mixture of both. We want to be like close to the city, but like having our own area and land and stuff like that. So we went ahead and looked anyway. Someone said, "We looked anyway." We looked anyway, and it was open house, and God said, "They're going to try to talk to you about numbers, but just talk about the experience. Ask questions about the house. Ask what it takes to own that type of house. Look at that type of house, whatever." So we walked in there, looked around, and had the same amount of rooms and everything. We were like, wow, 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 wow. We looked, and we dreamed, and we looked, and it really leaped in our spirit. We looked, and the Lord said, "I showed you what type of experience you can have with me if you live by faith. You've seen your parents walk in it. You've heard about people walking in it. Now you're doing what your parents did." Blesses me, I don't care. Because some of us want to allow them to live by faith, but we won't. We have no problem with our man and woman of God living by faith and telling us about it, but we won't take this word out there and get hurt by it. Until you're hurt because you're believing God for a baby anyway. You ain't living by faith until you're crying about it, until it's painful. So I went there, we looked at the house. And then later on, of course, they tried to hit me with numbers and stuff. I was like, "This is beyond me." He said, "Good, because I can do beyond what you can ask or think. Now you know what faith feels like." Now, he said, "Chandler, I didn't send you there for manifestation. I told you to look at it because of faith. I didn't have you look at it because of manifestation." See, some of us won't look at things because we're always trying to have it. You got to look to have it. Go look and find out who you are in Christ. Go figure out what God has for you. Learn what God can do for you. So when you have it, you already had it. So right now, God has Audrey and I studying what type of maintenance and what we have to do. So whenever manifestation shows up, we're ready for it. We're learning about it. I watched my son work his faith. He's about to get manifestation for something real soon. I hope you're not streaming, Righteous. And he's been watching videos on it. He learns how to take care of it, clean it and everything. I didn't even tell him to do this. He's always been hunting. And he's learning. He's watching videos how to unpack it, how to load it. I'm like, what in the world? And God said, that's what working your faith is like. You keep your eye on it. Not to covet, but to learn and to study. So God wants you to have faith that honors God and faith that finds. So what led me down that rabbit trail, literally? What made us bear off right and go down that path with that open house? It was my faith. Someone say, faith finds. Amen. Your faith will find something. Your faith will find something on another level to latch on to. It's supposed to latch on to something beyond you. See, you want it to be something around you. Your faith has to latch on to something on another level than you. It has to be something that you find discomfort in. What if I left my job? Stay in that thought. What if you left your job? Stay in that thought. It's not a sin to think. That's your dimension. Say, thinking is my dimension. Pastor David Winston told the teenagers during Direction for Life youth experience. He said, he talked about hitting the lottery and all the teenagers got real excited. He said, "You got excited because you wasn't thinking about the money. You were thinking about the possibilities that you could do with the money." He said, "We as people of faith," he told the teenagers, "we as teens of faith, you don't wait for money for possibilities. You think about possibilities and money shows up for them." Say, thinking is my dimension. See, a lot of us don't think on another level because we don't have on another level. But until you think on another level, you won't have on another level. You better learn you. What? How would your smile be if all your debt was paid? How would you act if you had no haters in your life? Well, they're always going to be. That's not a good one. How would you act if you were not moved by your enemies? Just imagine, let's imagine real quick. What type of smile would you be if you were able to buy your child who's in college a debt-free car? See, some of us haven't even thought that way because we're too busy thinking about our limitations. Say this with me by faith. Say, God don't need math, but God will use math. Say this with me again. Say, God don't need brain, but God will use brain. What do you mean? That doesn't sound, that sounds foolish. Ask Moses with the burning bush. That was crazy. God did not need Moses' brain on board. God needed Moses' faith on board. His thinking lined up after. He learned God as he went. He had zero faith. That's why God ignited faith in him with a burning bush. So he knew God was real. He had no theology courses. The burning bush experience introduced him to the glorious works of God. So by the time he faced the Red Sea experience, he could look back at all the crazy stuff God already did. I'm here to talk to someone here to remind you, you better stay on board with crazy with God. You better learn all the awesome, crazy things God can do in your life so you can get used to stepping into houses that you can't afford, going into board meetings that you don't qualify for. You got to get used to faith. That's the problem. And you don't have manifestation because you're not used to disrespecting yourself. You have too much dignity for faith. You're too uppity. You're too bougie for faith. You don't know how to look when you have no credit. You wait till your credit's good to look. You ain't in faith, you're in credit. Oh! You better learn to explore. I tell the college students all the time, you're in a different day. Get online and go look by faith online and have a tour, a digital tour to the school you're declaring to go to. Don't wait. Well, I don't have for it. My mom ain't going to take me over there. No, get online to www.edu and learn the experience. Find out how much the cafeteria food is. What are you doing? You're exploring by faith. So if I'm seeing something that I cannot see, that means I found something. Touch your neighbor and say, you're on to something. Faith is the spectacles in which we find our abundant lifestyle in. John 10 and 10. It says, the thief comes to steal, but let's not even worry about that. Let's worry about what Jesus came for. Jesus came in the Amplified Version, check this out, to have a real and eternal life, more and better life than you ever dreamed of. So Jesus came for the stuff that's beyond your dreams. That's one of the things. Yes, eternal life. Yes, the real life. But God said, no, I can still bless you in this life. So I don't have to have a lifestyle. I have an abundant lifestyle. And my faith has the ability to find it. Check this out. Your faith will find somebody's testimony. Let's talk about Lazarus. John 12 and 10 says the leading priest decided to kill Lazarus too. The reason why they wanted to kill Lazarus, because of his faith experience. He had manifestation of being risen from the dead, and he himself was a walking miracle, and they were trying to stop the word from spreading. For it was because of him, verse 11, that many people have deserted them and believed in Jesus. What if you had manifestation in that era, if you stayed in faith? How many people in your family really would get saved? Because there's no good in way, ain't no way. No, ain't no way you do that change your life unless, no, God has to be real because God bless you. People were getting saved because of Lazarus, because of what God did in Lazarus' life. And so I'm here to tell you that faith honors God, but you have to have faith that honors God. But check this out. Let's talk about Lazarus and let's align it with our faith. It might at first smell nasty and seem dead. If God is going to raise you up in a place that glorifies him, it might seem stinky and dead at first. I call that glory territory. Ooh, I want to speak to someone who feels like you're under something. God is saying your situation looks like glory territory. Oh, if I get your life, you get your life on board with me, man, everybody gonna believe I'm involved with your life. God is looking for someone who everyone has written off, who looks like you can't get from there, from here, who he wants to take someone's life, maximize their potential, and take them to glory. Someone say, my faith can find something. So if you want to have faith that honors God, you got to go through the stinky season. You have to go through what seems dead. Your faith will find a perspective. Someone say, my faith will find a perspective. Let's talk about Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a short, corrupt guy. He was a tax collector. He was a tax collector. And the Jewish community, tax collectors were like the mob bosses walking up in here trying to tithe. You look at them like, man, you killed 50 people on Broad River. Why you in here? People would judge him, right? Well, Zacchaeus was like the mob boss of his day, for lack of better terms. But check this out. He was short. He wasn't the most strong and tall and appealing man. He was a short guy. Someone say short guy. Short guy and corrupt. So what does Zacchaeus do? Let's look at the NIV version. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was the chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. This blessed me so much. Verse 4. So he ran ahead and climbed the sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. Zacchaeus was not moved by him being a corrupt guy. Faith that finds. Zacchaeus was not moved by what people would think about him. He said, I'm short. I'm going to run around this crowd and climb up on this tree. Now, he has money. He could have paid people and said, move out the way, move out the way. No. He humbled himself because he wanted to see Jesus. And what I see, let's put the picture of the fig tree up for me real quick. There's some theologians that say that this potentially could be the fig tree. But I wanted you to see it because it's actually taller than what we think it is. And there's a man sitting with his two children next to this type of tree. But when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. My point is this. I want you to know that Zacchaeus had to work to see Jesus. I want you to know he had to work. Faith without works is. Zacchaeus had to run past the crowd and climb up a tree as a short guy. He had to be Robin Hood and Peter Pan. He had to be willing to have no dignity. No, seriously, I need you to picture this. But it's a big, big, big tree. He climbed up. So check this out. Now, how could something unholy receive the one who is holy? Through faith. If Zacchaeus can find time with Jesus through faith, you can find a way to honor God through faith. Faith that honors God. Verse 6 says, so he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. Check this out. Zacchaeus' faith not only gave a corrupt man a first-class ticket to see Jesus, it included a VIP experience package to spend time with Jesus. What are you waiting for? That's what that man's faith did. Zacchaeus' faith found a tree in order for him to see Jesus. You got to have faith that finds. What are you short in? What do you feel life has made you corrupt in? You have the ability to find. Faith that shields. Someone say faith that shields. The Bible talks in Ephesians 6 and 10 about the whole armor of God. But what really blessed me is when it talks about the shield. Everything else you put on, the shield's the thing you pick up. Everything else you put on, the shield you pick up. But they call the shield, you can put Ephesians 6 up. They call the shield of faith. The shield of faith. So everything else you wear, but the thing you pick up and hold in front of you is faith. In addition to all these things, Ephesians 6 and 16, hold up the shield of faith, check this out, to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Faith protects your thinking dimension. When you have the shield of faith, you do stuff like this. Man, I'm going to miss grandma, but she's with the Lord. See that? The faith hit the fact that I miss her, but she's with the Lord. How do I know she's with the Lord? Because I don't see it. Good, Chandler. That means you're in faith. My faith is a shield, and as thoughts cross my mind, it blocks the corrupt ones. Well, you don't have enough money for that. But God said, don't think about what I should wear or eat or drink. What is that? Faith. So you, nevertheless, even now, Lord, faith. And so faith shields my mind from staying in negative thoughts. They might come past me, but the shield blocks the fiery darts that are trying to penetrate my armor. Because I know I'm wearing peace, and I know I have the helmet of salvation, and I know the word of God can cut and do all these different things. But the shield, my God, protects me from the sniper shots and the darts that life throw at me. I'm going to keep it 100. So you can have low credit but not have low self-esteem because of faith. You can have no car but still be more faithful on your ministry than the volunteers in your ministry who have cars with the shield of faith. Faith allows us to not be blocked by everything else the world is blocked by. You can go through your situation without staying in your situation. I know you're not excited because you want me to talk about manifestation. But look at yourself here in this church. Look how you survived this week. Look how you survived January, February, March, April, May, June, July. You've been living by faith. I know you've been frustrated since the beginning of the year because you may not have manifestation. But look at you praising God anyway. You've been in faith the entire year. Now you just finally admit what it is. You thought faith equals manifestation. No, faith equals this. This is what faith equals. Faith equals this. You wanted to see it here, but you've been in faith all year long. And I'm here to remind you that you have faith that honors God. Put the picture of the shield up because I want them to see it. I want them to see what the picture of the shield is. I organized it in folders. The shield of faith, they might have it. So take up the shield of faith, which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the evil one. And so Psalms 91:1, the shield is meant to cover, protect, but check this out. Ultimately hide. Oh, Jesus. I'm just going to preach to myself. So you're hidden, even though everybody else is losing their job. You're hidden from going into depression like everybody else who lost their job. Because you have the shield. Woo! That shield look good. See, I know you've been going through stuff, but look what's been keeping you the entire. You've been pushing all year long. And you've been having faith that honors God. You had the faith all year long. Psalms 91:1. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. When you use a shield, you're able to protect your vulnerable place through faith. Psalms 27:5. For he will conceal me there when trouble comes. He will hide me in the sanctuary. He will protect me out of the reach on the high rock, because I have this faith that honors God. My faith is not here to honor me. My faith is here to honor God. Bishop says all the time, God, I don't want to build it. I'm good. I don't have to build anything. But God's like, no, Bishop, this ain't about you getting the glory. This is about me getting the glory. And what I'm here to tell you is God will always put something on your faith plate that's not about you. Oh, my God. Once you recognize what you're believing God for has nothing to do with you, Brother Waller. It's about your son seeing what you're about to walk in. You'll be able to hang on a little while and keep living by faith. You got to realize, Daddy, it's not about you and your wife. It's about your boy seeing you. You got to step up and push. You got to keep that shield of faith on. Oh, my parents, give God a praise right now. No, I said, oh, my moms and dads, give God a praise right now. You've been wondering why you're under attack. It's about your seed. Look at me right now. Look at me. If they did not push, if they did not press, I would not be standing here delivering the word of God right now. You better make sure your faith is not about you. Better make sure it's not about you. You got to push. A shield has to be picked up and kept in position in front of you. It has to stay in front of you. The fiery darts can't hit you if you keep the shield in front of you. That's why you can't give up faith. Now you get it? Now that you put your faith as a shield, when you give up your faith, what are you literally doing? You're throwing your shield down. And then you wonder why you get hit so many times. You don't want to show up at church and you have all these negative feelings. You literally put your shield down. I put the shield back in. I want you to really see it. So when you give up on the house God told you to have, when you give up on the lifestyle God's calling you to, you think it's about the lifestyle. It's not. It's about abundant life. And so what happens is you put the shield down to everything else that you were about to walk into. See, God uses something to dangle it in front of you, but it's not just about that one thing. It's about what everything else walks behind you. Some of you have been shielding your kids the entire time, so you have to keep working by faith and living by faith. See, Alina and Righteous are behind me, and even though I'm believing God for this, and I might have made mistakes, but I'm going after this, it's not about me. See, they don't have the maturity to pick up their shield yet. So if I don't walk by faith, live by faith, talk by faith, Alina and Righteous won't be everything God called them to be. It's bigger than you. You got to go after record labels, songs, music, downloads. You got to live by faith, push by faith. You better learn how to surround your people who are anybody who's carrying a shield, make some noise right now. Anybody. You better learn how to carry your shield. Shield carry. And listen, When I was preparing my notes, God was telling me even about Minister Big, because me and him talk sometimes about faith. And what blessed me so much is he didn't know everything he was going to walk into. But look at him. Everything, his life is completely different than what it is. And he mentioned when he was ministering how he's blessed to stand and steward the pulpit. But my point is, God told me to tell you, bro, Big Bro, that God is not done yet. He's using you as an example to colleagues and other music and worship leaders. Because there's some people who aren't doing this thing by faith. They're doing it by manipulation and negotiation and world tactics. God is looking for someone who's going to be bold enough to say, I got here by faith. I wasn't intelligent. I wasn't smart. I didn't have all the money in the world. I got here by using my mouth to speak those things that be as though they are. And yes, it disrespected me. And yes, my business was on Front Street, but my faith got me here. My faith got me here. And I am that member who comes to church and they do an offering and I don't have the money all the time, but in my heart I'm giving. You're that one. You're that one who's living by faith. You're that one who's squishing pennies together and coins together. You're living by faith. You're calling people to get a ride to church. You're walking by faith. You're living by faith. You're talking by faith. And you feel uncomfortable, but welcome to Gloryville. Welcome to Gloryville. Faith that protects. Faith that protects. Your faith protects your thinking. It's the only thing that has kept you. I want to stay. I hear you, Holy Spirit. Some of you know good and well you could be crazy. Now you already knew it, but now you can articulate it in this moment right now through a praise and through a worship. Man, the only thing that's been keeping you is your faith. I feel like someone's in my spirit right now who just wants to worship God right now. God, thank you for keeping me. It's been my faith. Oh, God. Wow. It's been you keeping me by faith. Trust God from the bottom of your heart, says Proverbs 3 and 5 through 12. Trust God. That's basically faith. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do. That's how you got here to Columbia. Everywhere you go, he's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God. Run from evil. Your body will glow with health. God's about to make your body glow with health when you live by faith. Who am I speaking to right now? You've been trying to do it on your own. God said, live by faith. I'm going to take care of your body. You live by faith. I'm going to take care of your body. I declare, I release healing right now in the name of Jesus over God's people. People, healing, healing. God, you don't got to give me a car. Heal my body. I declare healing to flow upon you right now in the name of Jesus. By faith, I release healing. Do you receive it by faith? I don't know. By faith, I release healing upon you right now in the name of Jesus. So you have a promise there. God, you said my body has to glow with health. So guess what you do? You welcome it from afar. Your body seems dark and its sickness is hitting your body, but it doesn't matter. You're welcoming the fact that the promise of God says my body shall glow with health. I welcome it from afar. I welcome it from afar because I'm living by faith. Your bad story with you in it by yourself is a horror story. But with your faith in it, it becomes a faith triumph story. I don't know what your it is, but it's about to become a triumph story. Say, my story is about to be a triumph story. Faith keeps your mind and protects it from life. I'm going to say it again. Faith keeps your mind and protects it from life. Oh, you thought everything was the devil. Some things is just life. God loved us so much, he said, you don't have to just watch out for the devil. This world is jacked up. Let me give you a faith. Let me give you something that you can see without seeing. Let me give you an excuse to wake up every morning and go get it. And when I say go get it, I'm not even talking about things. Some of us are you're getting joy every morning. Some of you start your morning off, you're worshiping God, you know good and well. Has anybody ever been in an intense spiritual warfare season where God has given you marching orders to wake up and do exactly certain things like clockwork, this is so important because you're in a season of warfare? That was God speaking to you. That's faith. So Isaiah 26:3 says, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, not life, because he trusts in thee. See, God, faith is mental health insurance. Put the pictures of the brain up for me if you have a media. Faith is mental health insurance. So Isaiah 26:3, this is a normal brain, that is a depressed brain. See, the depressed brain has a lower volume of activity. It doesn't have that many positive thoughts to think about because it seems like life has took me under. I have nothing good to think about. You lost this. You had this. That. But see, my point is some of it can be chemical, but we're going to talk spiritual right now. But see, when you have faith, even though you only have one car and nowhere to stay, you have so many scriptures giving you, you have so much activity going on in your brain that you don't need things to produce the activity. See, what happens is you're meditating on the word of God and your brain is thinking joyful thoughts. So even though nothing changed in your situation, everything's changing in your brain because you're meditating on the word day and yep. And guess what happens? Now you start thinking about scriptures and stuff. And so after meditation, here's an example. Science has said that before meditation, your life has stress and different things from work and all the bills and stuff you got taken care of. This is meditation. Now, this is not even talking about meditating on the word of God. After meditation, it says it clears up the clutter. Imagine what happens when you clear up the clutter and put verses in there. You put worship in there and you put godly stuff in there. Imagine what type of stuff can get it. God wants to clear someone's brain. If you've been attacked in your mind and the devil's been trying to stress you out, you should give God praise right now.
Many times, the believer desires and strives to be seen by God so that one can be worthy of a blessing. However, God's desire is that we seek and trust Him. In Faith That Honors God, Pastor Chandler Bailey explains that we must trust this process as God processes us. Order this powerful message today. You can also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE. Or go online to rdci.info. For immediate access, subscribe to rightdirection.tv. Ask for Faith That Honors God. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereports@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.